Harper Audio presents 3 Days in Moscow, Young Readers Edition, Ronald Reagan and the Fall of the Soviet Empire, by Brett Baer, with Catherine Whitney. Read by Brett Baer and Danny Campbell. To my sons Paul and Daniel and their generation, that they might inherit the legacy of peace that Reagan envisioned.
A personal message from Brett Baer. This is Brett Baer. I'm pleased to bring you this story of President Ronald Reagan and the end of the Cold War. It is not an abstract tale of a distant time. History is a living thing. We can always find wisdom and inspiration for our current struggles in the experiences of those who came before us. For me, Reagan's story is more than history. I was alive to experience his presidency, and I even got a chance to visit him at the White House when I was young, an encounter I've never forgotten. I'm 47, and in the fall of 1987, I was a senior in high school and the student council president at Marist School in Atlanta. With that position came the honor of representing Marist in Washington, D.C., to accept a National Excellence Award on behalf of the school. So I traveled with Marist headmaster, Father Joel Conson, to Washington for a ceremony at the White House. I distinctly remember being struck with awe walking into the Rose Garden for the event, the sun shining, the White House gleaming, the garden manicured, the chairs lined up, the podium positioned. I can still see the White House press corps crowding into the back of the Rose Garden, a mass of television cameras, photographers, and reporters with notebooks milling around, waiting for the president to arrive. President Reagan walked out of the Oval Office with his education secretary, William Bennett. Both men talked about the importance of education and of supporting schools that were succeeding, taking time to name and praise the schools being recognized for excellence that day, their student and faculty leaders all in attendance. When he was finished, Reagan started to walk back to the Oval Office, and a reporter yelled out a question about some big dispute that was going on in his presidency. Reagan ignored the question, but I was offended that reporters were interfering with our important education excellence ceremony. Obviously, the press was there not to honor us, but to get to the president. I was so disturbed by it that I went back to Marist and wrote an opinion editorial in the school newspaper, the Marist Blue and Gold. I was the sports editor of the paper, but the indignity in the Rose Garden had forced me to put on my news hat and to weigh in, so I thought at the time. This is part of what I wrote in an op-ed entitled "Press Needs Etiquette." The press has to respect others around them. They had no right to come into that ceremony and be obnoxious by yelling questions at the president as he walked away. I understand that they do need some way to get the stories, but I think that respect has a lot to do with it also. In my way of thinking, the president did not walk into the Rose Garden that day to deliver a press conference. He was there to deliver a speech to schools of excellence, to tell them to keep up the good work. The press gets plenty of time as it is without using someone else's. Fast forward exactly 20 years, and as chief White House correspondent for Fox News, an older Brett Baer was back in the Rose Garden, yelling questions at then-President George W. Bush as he walked away from the podium. Older and wiser, I understood more fully that such questions, uncomfortable as they may be, are essential to our free press. Fast forward 10 years from there, and as Fox News chief political anchor and host of Special Report with Brett Baer, I regularly invite then-Education Secretary and now radio talk show host Bill Bennett on the Special Report panel to talk about the stories of the day. From that October 5, 1987 Rose Garden event at the White House to the present, it all comes full circle. And writing about Reagan feels personal to me. In writing this book, I spent time at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley, California. If you've never been to a presidential library, they are wonderful places to experience the people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?